Minerva Cisneros, in the greatest time of need. We will hear from Reverend Julie Peoples today as she welcomes you and offers her remarks on behalf of Congregational United Church of Christ.
Thank you, Lara. And we do welcome all of you here today. Thank you for being with us. This is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. We want to also recognize those who may be with us. We're not sure if there are any. There are elected officials in Winston-Salem and Forsyth County who have been very supportive. We don't know if any of them were able to make it, but if you were, could you please raise your hand? A lot of folks on vacation. But we're grateful for their support. There are folks here from the Winston-Salem Sanctuary City Coalition. If you are here, we would like to acknowledge you as well. Would you raise your hand? I know there are a few of you up front. Yeah, thank you. There are members of the clergy. Thank you for being here as well. There are probably some agency people from Faith Action International House. Thank you, and perhaps American Friends Service Committee. Whoever you are and wherever you are in life's journey, you are welcome here. We want to invite you to stay for some cookies and lemonade because it is a church and we eat. And that will be in the fellowship hall right through this door and across the hall. So please join us if you are able to. Friends, scripture tells us that love is from God and whoever loves is a child of God. Over and over in the Bible, we are told we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. Minerva Cisneros and her family are our neighbors, and we are here to love them. Today, we face a humanitarian crisis in this nation. The individuals and families who have fled violence and extreme poverty and other dangers need our prayers, but they need more than that. They need sanctuary in whatever form we can offer. They need our advocacy, our words, our voices to join with them. As a faith community, we are doing what Congress so far has refused to do, to protect immigrant families from an immigration system that is separating families and deporting people who are woven into the fabric of our communities and our congregations. We join our efforts with the thousands of people in our wider community, especially Winston-Salem, who have been walking with this family, advocating, writing letters, calling to convince our leaders to do the right, moral, humane thing, to grant a stay of removal for this family. We are so very grateful for all the good work done so far, and we invite all others in this community and in Forsyth County as well, to join in this effort. Scripture also says, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so you may entertain angels unaware. We're out welcoming some angels, mostly angels, most of the time. And we are so grateful as a congregation to have them with us. Minerva and her family are showing incredible courage. They show us what courage looks like. They are showing us what family values look like. Minerva, we are so honored to welcome you into God's house, into sanctuary, into our hearts, our lives, our family. Thank you for being with us. Minerva and Eduardo and Mateo and Antonio. We are glad you're here. And we have a couple of gifts we want to give to you. If you would come forward. Give you bread, a symbol of life and nourishment.
have an in-group, and we have made this shawl and blessed it, and we quite welcome you and pray that this keeps you warm and welcome you to our family.
It is wonderful to see such warmly given presents handed to Minerva and her family. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Julie Peoples and United Church of Christ, for this warm welcoming. Now I would like to ask Reverend Craig Schaub to approach, as we will hear from his remarks from the Sanctuary City Coalition of Winston-Salem.
Thank you. My name is Craig Schaub, and I serve Parkway United Church of Christ in Winston-Salem. And we are very proud to stand not only with Minerva and her sons today, but also our siblings in the struggle here at Congregational United Church of Christ and all of the folks gathered here in Guilford County. The family grows. Minerva came into our midst in Winston-Salem to share her story. And I dare say it changed who we are as people of faith. Changed our understanding of our God and changed our understanding of our country. And so now that is a familial bond for us. And so the family keeps growing across communities and neighborhoods and counties. This burgeoning family that's attempting to surround this family with a way of protection. It takes a village to raise the truth. A village that is now triad-wide, multi-religious, multi-racial, multi-neighborhood. A village, many of us whose eyes are fixed on the image of the hand of God with the names of all of the beloved written on it. A God who shows little mind for the categories of immigration status of those people whose names are on that palm. So let's be clear. Immigration and customs enforcement acts in our community in many ways to strengthen public safety, to stand with those who are most vulnerable. And yet, in circumstances like this one, immigration and customs enforcement is forced to execute a policy that is serpentine and unjust and broken and willy-nilly and inconsistent. A policy that tears families apart. A policy that sends people away, our neighbors, our family members, who have shown time and again that they are upstanding residents of our community, that they are family-loving, that they are determined and innovative and courageous. So in these circumstances, we have no choice but to fix our gaze on the truth of God that supersedes U.S. law. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. Want to again thank the folks of St. Barnabas who have stepped out before us and are doing a wonderful job in welcoming Juana and her family there. And I also want to say a word of thanks to my congregation. You are amazing and loving and hardworking and faithful. So I would ask some of the members were able to come today. Some are at work and some are at a beach somewhere, but if you could please stand up. Thank you. Let me sit down. Now we'd like to invite Minerva to come and speak, and Eduardo. And for any of you who would like and who are pledging your support of this family, we invite you to come and just be with her here on the chancel.
Thank you, everybody, for being here, supporting us. As most of everybody knows, we came here 17 years ago. I was seeking for security and education for my son, Eduardo. We are here living 17 years and working and paying taxes and trying to give a normal life for my kids. As everybody see Eduardo here, he's still my baby. And still making sure he's safe and educated and being a good person. As everybody see my kids here, Antonio and Mateo. They're American citizens, and they need me here. And the reason I'm here at the sanctuary to be safe, and my kids to be safe too. Thank you, everyone, and please go to sign my petition and change.org. And thank you again for everything. Thank you for supporting me. And I know out there is a lot of good people and just asking and begging to give us opportunity to stay here with my kids and just to give an opportunity to my family and live here like a safe and normal family. Thank you so much. Thank you.
As you all know, I'm Eduardo. First of all, I want to say sorry in advance because I'm probably going to be all over the place, but I'm just going to speak from the heart. I'm here mainly because, you know, I want my mom and my little brothers to know that I'm here to show support. You know, and I was talking to Mom, and she knows, she always asks, you know, what do I think she should do? I mean, I'm about as helpless. You know, I can't do anything. So, you know, I'm at least trying to show support, let them know that I care. And I mean, second, this is frustrating. You know, watching or not, listening to Mom go through all this mess, it's frustrating. I told her, you know, I don't even have to do anything, and it's irritating me. I'm just sitting here listening to her frustrations and, you know, stuff, and it's really, I'm angry. I'm upset. I mean, it's irritating. They need to stay here. I need my mom. Like she said, the little ones, I need her still. I just hope, you know, ICE, you know, finds it in their heart to leave her here. Let her stay here. Because, you know, like, if she goes, I mean, you know, I'm going to struggle. I'm going to miss them. I don't tell them that. This is my family. They mean the world to me. This is irritated. All this, you know, they got to go through everything. I don't have to go through anything, really, but they're just let, like I just said, listening to them go through this stuff. This is upsetting. I just wanted to let them know. I love them. The world, man. Like I just said, they mean the world. They mean everything to me. I guess that, you know, like I said, I'm here to support them, just to speak in general. Because every time I went to the, like I was telling my mom and Kim, every time I went to Charlotte or whatever, hey, nobody gave me a chance to speak. So now I get a chance to speak. I just want to let them know that. And like I said, I hope ICE, you know, they find it in their hearts to keep them here. Because, that's pretty much it. Thank you all very much.
If you were to stay up here for now, and Laura has some comments. Where did you go?
Well, as we've said today, we are here witnessing a very public struggle of Minerva's family fighting against the threat of deportation. This is a story, I fear, that will be replayed time and time again under a new era brought on by leadership that seeks to demonize immigrants. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in this new era is targeting loving mothers, fathers, household breadwinners, and victimizing children as they threaten to tear families apart and send them to places where they frankly have never set foot before. The new targets this agency is after pose no threat to society. Minerva Cisneros and her children, Eduardo, Antonio, and Mateo, have fallen prey to this new era. ICE and this leadership are telling the world through their actions and words that hardworking and contributing immigrants with roots deep into this country, regardless of their story, should be watching over their shoulder. This approach strikes fear in the hearts of our community, a fear that follows our children to their school, our parents to their work, and drives supporters like every one of you and advocates to take radical actions. And for that, we are deeply thankful. Sanctuary is a measure of last resort. And I am honored to witness this intervention of the faith community on behalf of Minerva. She is a loving mother, a provider for her sons. She is a woman of courage and strength. Over 17 years ago, she left behind all she knew. Her family, friends, and her entire life, seeking only the possibility of a better future for her sons. All along, her goal has only been one: a better life for her sons, with dignity and open to all new opportunities. It has been a long journey that has led her to this moment, and still she stands firm to make a better life for Eduardo, Antonio, and Mateo, and she is willing to sacrifice herself for their future. Like any mother, she puts her children's interest above her own. For motherhood is not limited by immigration status. A mother's love and sacrifice knows no limits. I know this as a mother myself. I know this as a mother without immigration status. Minerva, no estás sola. You are not alone. As I look around this room and I see an entire community of supporters gathered in this church, extending unconditional love and support through sanctuary, remaining true to God's teachings, I know that we are fighting for what's right, no matter what anything else says. I, along with every person in this room, will stand hand in hand to support you, Minerva, and your children until your goal is reached. We will protect you, and we will fight for you to one day freely walk out this door, knowing that you can fight for the future of your children. There is much work to be done, and we need everyone's support, for these actions are not reflective of this country's core values. We will have handouts available for you to call and email the ICE director to ask to stop and have a stay of removal on Minerva's case. Sanctuary City Coalition of Winston-Salem will have this information available to you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Lara. And again, we need everyone involved in this to bring this to reality, that this family stays united and stays here in our midst. We will now have a moment, some blessings, and stay up here if you can. And Paul Davis is going to come forward and lead us in that. You have a litany on the back of the agenda, the program, and we invite you to join in that litany.
Source of life and love, we thank you for the opportunity to gather in this sacred space of sanctuary where all are safe and we are blessed in reflecting on the meaning of our faith.
Let our faith heal our darkness.
In the midst of political turmoil and upheaval, when people are being excluded for the color of their skin, their accent, or their citizenship status,
let our faith guide us to solidarity.
As raids wreak havoc in the community, families are torn apart and children are separated from their parents,
let our faith call us to action.
May the sanctuary that has blessed us be opened to all those who are vulnerable and oppressed. As workers from throughout the world join together to march for justice,
let our faith inspire us to join the power of faith with the power of people to forge the common good for all.
Let us pray. O God, bless us. Bless our families. Bless Minerva. Bless our political leaders. Help us all do the thing that is proper and just and right in your eyes. We thank you for this gathering. We thank you and we pray for such gatherings around our country. We ask that you bless all of those who are at risk of deportation. Help keep them safe and filled with hope. Help keep us safe and active in helping them realize their hopes and dreams. We offer all of this through Jesus Christ. Amen. Minerva will be available in here for members of the press to interview, and you want to be with Terry Moore Painter, and she'll tell you what to do. The rest of us, we get to go have lemonade and cookies, and it's through that door and into our fellowship hall. So, and the family will join us when they're done. So, thank you all for coming.
Ways around.